Where in Siman Tov Mem, Sif Aleph, the Mechaber says, Yesh Omrim, some say, Shafilu Inu Olav Elo Shomer Chinam Shchai B'Pshia, Chai Levaro, even if you're only a watchman who doesn't get paid for the chametz of the non-Jew, where you'd only be chayiv in pshia, negligence, you're still chayiv to burn it. Afilu Inu Chayiv Achar Yuso B'din, even if you're not really chayiv for the responsibility if something happens to it. But you know that this non-Jew is a strong, tough guy, and that if you don't watch it, and something happens to it, that he's going to come and make you pay, and force you to pay, even though you're not really responsible, then you're still chayiv to burn in that situation. Also, and some disagree. So the Mishnah Berurah says, we should be choshesh for this opinion. And therefore, if the non-Jew is around, then you should return it to him. And if the non-Jew is not around, then you should sell it and do mechiras chametz and do bittel. But b'di'eved, if it's already the sixth hour where you can't sell it to a non-Jew anymore, so then you could be tzomech on the first opinion that the Jew is not chayev to burn it. And then after Pesach, you could eat it even if you don't return it. The reason that there are those who are cholik is because some say that if you weren't mekabel achrayas, so then you're pater midin Torah and from the law. And therefore, the chametz is not considered to be yours just because the non-Jew is going to try and force you to pay. But the really, maker din, we should try and follow that first opinion and sell it, get rid of it, no matter what. Tziv beiz, meinu chayv echer yuso. If you're not chayv, if something happens to it, einu chayv levaro, afilum kavashachas yado. Then you don't have to burn it, even if you have it, even if it's in your domain, you don't have to get rid of it. Kagon shu ger tosha v'shari ma b'chatzer. V'tzarech lasos sefon v'mechitza gavol asar tzvachem v'deshul yishul chlenu. But if you're not going to get rid of it, because you're not responsible to get rid of it, assuming that he can't force you to, like that other opinion in Sif Aleph, to pay if something happens to it, so you still need to put up a mechitza of ten tzvachem high to ensure that you don't come to eat it. And covering it with a kli wouldn't be enough, and the only reason that's okay in Yontif, the reason that's not okay is because you might remove the kli if you need it for some reason. The only time they matter it is on Yontif, if you find the chametz where you can't build a mechitza, and it's also for a short period of time, because at night you'll burn it once Yontif is over, so that's when they said covering with a kli would be enough, but otherwise you would need to put up a mechitza so that you can't see the chametz, so that you won't come to eat it. If a non-Jew comes into your domain and just leaves chametz there, so then you can just cover it with a kli. Again, this is only on Yom Tov. But as we said, if it's before Yom Tov, then you would need to put up a mechitza for the reasons we already stated.